This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
You probably already know the story. The video of Brian Koberger inside his Idaho prison cell leaked online. It wasn't security footage that somehow slipped through some sort of legal channel. Let's put it that way. It was an employee on the inside pulling out a phone and filming a live surveillance feed. Hey, guys, look at this. I got him. I get the urge to take pictures of the wild animals. The Idaho Department of Corrections has confirmed the video is real. The employee responsible has been identified and is no longer with the department. And you better be happy with that answer, because that's what they're doing. I don't know that I am. Here's a headline that should have made everyone pause. Idaho State Police say no criminal charges will be filed. Insufficient evidence. The phrase sounds technical, but it's not just paperwork. It's a statement about boundaries. Hear me out. Inside a maximum security facility, there are no casual mistakes. Cameras exist for safety, not for entertainment. Guards and staff operate under one guiding principle, absolute control. And yet someone inside those walls decided the law stopped at their own moral judgment, decided to record and share a convicted murderer for the world to see. Now, look, I'm not a fan of Brian Koberger in any way, shape, or form. But if they can do this to him and expose him in a cell, they could do it to anybody. Well, who cares? They're there. They did bad stuff, right? Well, not everybody is Brian Koberger, okay? There are plenty of people who have been imprisoned, if you just look at history or, you know, in any way, shape, or form, and you'll find plenty of people who have been imprisoned incorrectly. Wrongful convictions later overturned. Should they have all of their rights taken away? Or should we just kind of have an overall rule here that we don't randomly take pictures of the confined zoo animals in their cages when they're not supposed to have picture time? Can we go back to that? That seemed to be working okay. They weren't exposing corruption. They weren't whistleblowing. They were breaking a rule because they thought the public would approve. And that's the part we should all be worried about. Because when public disgust becomes the excuse for official misconduct, you stopped enforcing order. You're just performing it. Let's start with a simple truth. Brian Koberger is not a sympathetic figure. He admitted guilt. He destroyed families. His name has become shorthand for senseless cruelty. I'm okay if he gets taken out in prison. I just don't necessarily want the VHS copy to share at family gatherings. The rules that govern his treatment inside a prison aren't about him. They're about us. And whether we still believe power must answer to something higher than emotion. When the Idaho State Police said there wasn't enough to prosecute, they didn't mean the act was harmless. They meant the law, as written, couldn't quite reach it. The employee filmed a monitor, not the raw feed, so the evidence didn't fit neatly into Idaho's contraband or data theft statutes. It's bureaucratic, basically. In other words, it was a breach of trust that the law wasn't designed to punish. So does that make it legal? I guess if we're following those rules, it does. So if we're going to follow this and we're going to set this little precedent here, anybody can go into any Idaho prison, or if you're employed there, you apparently can go to any monitor and film it and share it with the world. That's what they're saying. So I invite you, go do that. Start doing it. Let's see how that works out. Let's see how quickly they backtrack and go, maybe we should do something about this. Why don't we start live streaming it? As long as we're doing it from a device that's not on the actual main direct feed file computer that's pulling it up in this way that doesn't quite go with the statute. There's a way around it. Clearly, it got out. So there are ways of doing this. And according to this, according to the reasoning here, it's fully legal. So I guess you can film people in their cells in Idaho state prisons and get off scot-free. You lose your job. That's what you lose. It's enough to lose your job, not enough to be illegal. So somebody wants to leave and you want to make a ton of money? Oh my God, start filming the shit out of Koberger. Start streaming that stuff, start posting that. You'll make a killing. Now, look, I'm not saying anyone should do that, but I'm saying, Idaho, wake the F up, because that's what's going to happen if you don't put your foot down on this and say, well, time to find a job at Family Video. It looks like the prison system didn't work out well for you. You have to have rules, standards, and you have to be able to go after people who clearly violate these rules and laws. There was outrage when this thing came out. Why isn't there the same outrage anymore? Has it calmed down? Have we stopped talking about it? I'll talk about it for you. That's bullshit. In no way, shape, or form am I sticking in for Brian Koberger. I'm sticking in for the principle of this. And to just wash this away and go, no, not quite prosecutable. We're going to give him a pass. Lost his job. That's enough, right? What about when the videos are leaked of all sorts of other things? Because there's plenty of shit, I'm sure, that could be leaked out of those prison systems that I don't think a lot of you who are in the enforcement end would be so appreciative of. I love, if we're going to start saying we can do this, I know it's different jurisdictions, but hey, let's do it over like in the Delphi area. Let's start leaking what's going on all over those prisons. Let's start leaking all of the shit, not just what's going on in those cells, but what's going on with the guards, what's going on, you know, with these people getting impregnated by the guards, with the abuse that we've seen in so many other cases by the guards, by the staff. It seems like we should have a little more accountability there. And right now, this move says no accountability, nothing. I'm sorry, that's bullshit. If you want rule of law, if you want a system that truly functions not on emotion in an idiocracy type environment, then this cannot be okay. In the absence of clear consequences, precedent becomes permission. If the punishment for leaking a secure prison video is lose your job and move on, what's to stop the next person from doing it again? Maybe for money or attention or politics, like I just talked about. Because the door is wide open and you just kicked it wide open. And if they can justify doing it to someone universally despised, they can justify doing it to anyone else. That's how rights erode. Not in sweeping new laws, but in quiet exceptions. We're too angry to question and too amped up going, he had it coming. Maybe Koberger did. But again, we're better than that. The irony here is that prisons exist precisely because we need boundaries. Every movement, every meal, every visit is regulated. Even guards live by structure. They're there as the keepers of control. When a staff member violates that control, they undermine the legitimacy of everyone wearing that badge. So if we're going to turn it into a reality show, then let's legislate it and turn it into a reality show. I'm sure you'll get a lot of views and probably would self-fund prisons pretty easily. But we're not doing that, at least not yet. Yet because this time the victim was the most hated man in Idaho, the public's reaction was a collective shrug. Who cares? He deserves worse. Yeah, he does. And I hope he gets it. I just don't want it coming out on YouTube. It's exactly the mindset authoritarian systems depend on. The belief that fairness is optional when the target deserves it. But the law doesn't work that way. It can't. Because once fairness becomes conditional, it isn't fairness anymore. Let's talk about the fallout. The leak didn't just embarrass the Department of Correction. It forced a full internal investigation, diverted resources, and risked security for everyone else housed there. Inmates now know the system's vulnerabilities, where cameras are, when feeds change, who might be susceptible to influence. Leaks like this don't punish criminals, they endanger staff as well. They hand the blueprint of a secure environment to the people inside of it. That's not transparency, that's sabotage. But the public rarely sees it that way, because the footage we saw didn't look dangerous. It looked mundane. Quiet man in a cell, pacing, sitting. existing. It confirmed what people wanted to see. Koberger in isolation. That's the illusion of harmless voyeurism. But the act behind it wasn't harmless. It was a government employee, or a private employee, technically. It's an employee. Not quite sure, honestly, if it's government or private employee. I don't know how the employment structure works. So I'm just going to say, I don't know. But it's an employee that is entrusted in this position. Not to abuse their power. Not to break the rule for personal or emotional satisfaction. And it's a slippery slope, because if it's acceptable, then any official can justify violating procedure whenever the target is unpopular enough. Look, that'd be really exciting for the true crime world. We're going to get all sorts of interesting footage and things to talk about. Is it ethically right? Is it the world we want to live in? I'm going to say no. It's not justice. That's chaos dressed up as catharsis. The decision is not to prosecute. That also reveals something deeper. The gap between what we expect the law to cover and what it actually does. Quite often, that is so different as we continue to learn. We assume every violation of privacy, every abuse of authority, every reckless misuse of state systems is criminal. It's not. Most of it's administrative, apparently. That's lawyer talk for you can fire them, but you can't jail them. The reason statutes don't evolve as quickly as technology or human behavior? When those prison surveillance laws were written, nobody imagined smartphones, social media, or viral videos. So now we're left with a 21st century problem with a 20th century rule book. So where do we go from here? First, Idaho, and honestly, every state needs to tighten its laws. Make it explicitly illegal for government employees or any employee to record or share any visual from inside secure facilities without authorization. Not just a policy violation, a prosecutable offense. Second, corrections department need real deterrence. Firing someone isn't enough. They're going to go to the next one over. The message has to be that breaking security protocol isn't a shortcut to fame. It's the end of your career, your pension, and your professional credibility. Third, fix the culture. Rules don't survive if the people enforcing them think they're optional. There needs to be cultural understanding that following procedure isn't about protecting inmates. It's about protecting the legitimacy of the system itself. And for the rest of us, the spectators, the consumers of these leaks, we need to stop rewarding them. Every time a clip like this goes viral, it reinforces the incentive to do it again. That's the ecosystem that we've built. Outrage is entertainment, and morality is marketing. We claim to want justice, but we keep clicking on violations of it. I'm not showing the video in this damn piece. We're talking about it. It's hypocrisy on a mass scale, and it tells every insider watching that breaking the rules pays. So now let's zoom in, because this is bigger than one guard with a phone. It's about how we treat those we've already decided are monsters. Every society faces the same moral test. Can you uphold the rules when it's hardest to do so? When the person in question disgusts you, when every instinct screams he deserves worse, can you still insist on due process? Because if you can't, then what separates you from the thing you hate? And he did go through the due process. He's in prison now. He's serving his sentence. This isn't part of the plan. Every culture that slid towards corruption started saying, well, just this one exception. We're doing a lot of that right now. And that's the real tragedy of the story. It exposes our appetite for exceptions. We don't want the rules to apply to us. We want rules until they get in the way of revenge. We want order until order feels too slow. We want justice until it's inconvenient. Then we vote for leaders who do the same. Then we want blood. The law isn't supposed to satisfy emotion. It's supposed to restrain it. That's why the right to privacy, to dignity, to due process, all of it still applies behind prison walls, not because people like Koberger deserve kindness, but because civilization demands consistency. So what is good? Or was it good that no charges were filed? Legally, maybe. If the statute doesn't fit, you don't force it. That's how the rule of law works. It is likely working how it's designed as of right now. I'm saying maybe we need to change that. But morally, ethically, institutionally, it is failure. Because it leaves the impression that misconduct at the highest level of state trust is negotiable. And if it's negotiable for one, it's negotiable for all. This should have been a moment for Idaho to say, even here, even now, look, the rules still matter. Instead, it became a cautionary tale about what happens when accountability meets apathy. A man murdered four people. The state caught him, tried him, convicted him. He admitted it, and then confined him. That part worked. Now the same state can't seem to hold one of its own accountable for betraying that confinement. That's not justice, that's moral laziness. The irony, the only person who seems truly confined in this story is Koberger himself. Everyone else, the public, the staff, or the system, gets to move on, but the rules can be bent this easily. Then the rest of us aren't free either. We're just living inside a system that's learning to ignore its own limits. And once a system learns that trick, it never forgets. So yes, Koberger deserves every consequence the law allows. And to live in the environment of a prison. And whatever that allows amongst the ecosystem of it. This should not be part of that ecosystem. The people running the system deserve accountability. Because if they can break the rules to punish a murderer today, they can break them to silence a critic tomorrow. That's how it starts. One justified exception at a time. And if you still think this story doesn't matter because of who it happens to be, I'll leave you with this. When the law stops applying to the worst among us, it's only a matter of time before it stops protecting the rest of us. Let that sink in. Tell me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and you will find us. You can do that same search on any podcast platform and take us with you that way as well. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.